I'm gonna put it out there. Clint just got a new pool. When did you get? When did you?
Wait,
get,
they're finished with it?
Yes. When did they? When did they get finished?
Experience
with
of me.
They've been done about a week. Now the outside, the stuff around the outside, is still getting worked on.
But to get in the, but you can get in the pool about a week.
Yeah. Well, no. About two, three days.
No. 2 or 3 days. You ain't, and Tyler, he ain't been in the pool yet.
Well, I mean, hell, it was cold yesterday.
Hell with that. I'd have
or no, it was today. It was today.
You got a hot tub. I'd have been in that.
Well, I don't think we had even turned that on yet. I'm not. Now I'm
I'd
not,
have been in
I'm
that
not
thing
sure
the
that,
first
I'm
day.
Not sure that we can turn it on yet. I'm not sure that we're that far along.
The first, I'd have been in the first day, Jack. First day available. It would be no 2 or 3 days. Nah, man. Gotta get my money's worth. And I've been swimming laps.
I've been in there sweeping that thing about knee deep.
You've been what?
I've been in about knee deep sweeping it.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about with the water in it and it's finished, baby.
Is that my boy Ron?
No, that's Clint with it. Clint with that pool ain't been in it yet. Take your ass in there, man. I'm getting in there. I don't care
how
cold
it is.
You'll
be out there in that cold weather
today. I'll be in there right now, Jack.
Me and Coolidge Light and jump off in this pool.
It'll be a pool. It'll be 3, 4, 5 days. I'm in that sucker. I'm in that bad boy.
Well, when they're doing the concrete around it, you can't step on it. You can't step on it.
Your daughter been in it?
She was in it before they did it. Before they did it. No, she ain't been in it. She jumped.
Yeah, you got to get all like the chemicals right. Got to make sure the siding and stuff sets.
I was there one morning. They put
chemicals. Your daughter been in it? I'm in it.
Correct. I'm sitting there and they're putting chemicals in it when I leave to come to work. And before our show gets done, my wife sends me a picture of the baby in the pool. I'm like, hey, they just put chemicals in it. What are we doing?
Having a good damn time.
She said four hours is up and I couldn't hold it anymore. I was like, all right, cool, whatever.
I'd have done a cannonball, hope she don't wake up
with a rash on her belly laying on that damn sun deck.
Good time in that bad boy. Well, congratulations. Get in that pool, man. Quit playing around.
Just in time for summer.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, just in time for winter.
Yeah. Okay. You can still swim in the winter here.
Oh, I love the hot tub more than anything.
Bet you do.
Yeah, right. You ought to see it, T. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, see it. Yeah, we gotta see it. All right, man. What's going on with Dalton Schultz? Now, Clint, it's one thing you struggle blocking. Now he dropping passes. Now, and not the one in the end zone that many of you are just hell bent on. You in refusal to say that was on the person who threw it. But there were other places and other moments where plays should have been made that CJ put out there and Dalton didn't. Didn't make it. Something's going on. How in the hell should you handle this Dalton Schultz situation? Because I think this has become, it's become so much of an issue. I think it needs to be addressed, right?
Oh, I think it's already been addressed.
You think it already has? I think, well, maybe it needs to continue.
Well, I mean, whether directly or indirectly, I think it's been addressed. If I'm Dalton Schultz and I was being asked to do fullback type of things, and it's very clear. A couple weeks before that, you were asked to protect on the edge, and whether it's right or wrong or indifferent, like you failed miserably at all of the above. And then you wake up and you're preparing for the New England Patriots, and all of a sudden, the first play of the game, Cade Stover and Tegan Quatoriano are on the field, and you're not. A guy they just picked up, one, they felt the need to pick up a guy off of somebody's practice squad that was available forever, and then after your really good game against Buffalo, they went and picked the kid up, bring him in here, and he's on the field the first snap. I don't know, when I say indirectly, I don't know any other way other than if they just sat my man down and said, hey, you ain't cutting it, we're not happy with you. Like, indirectly would be, we're going to bring these other dudes in here, and a rookie and a guy that we got off the Bears practice squad, they're going to be on the field the first play of the game instead of your ass. Like, we're not even going to put you out there to be a threat in the pass game. Like, I think that is indirectly a talking to. Like, they're making their point very clear at that point in time.
Well, Clint, it didn't seem to work.
When you look at Dalton Schultz, like, it is an interesting dissect for me. Because here's the conversation from my perspective, right? One, you came to Houston on a one-year prove-it deal. You got a three-year deal, right? $12 million a year, isn't that right? $11, $12 million a year, something like that?
Yeah.
So you got a deal. So the motivation to go out there and play is a little bit different. You got a deal with some significant guaranteed money. So the motivation to go out there, and like you and I have talked about a million times, Ron, the the motivation to go to the podium in a press conference and go, hey, I'm going to do whatever the team needs me to do. I'll do whatever the team. I don't need 100 catches. I don't need 1,400 yards. I'm going to do whatever the team needs me to do.
Yeah.
Right? Now you've got a three-year deal with some good guaranteed money. And instead of being the I'll do whatever the team needs me to do, you're pouting because the team isn't you. You don't feel like the team is using you to your strengths and getting you in position to make plays with your strengths. They're asking you to do things that you don't like doing, which is blocking the run game a lot. And it's been a miserable effort. That's number one, Ron. I think it's hard to not have this conversation. It's hard to have this conversation and not talk about the security of some guaranteed money in a contract is what's significantly different this year than last year. Right? And then the other thing, I think there's, and I don't want to put this on Laramie Tunsil, but I think there is a Laramie Tunsil effect. You mentioned it earlier about Laramie Tunsil, kind of the whole act is just kind of, I think it's wearing thin with Nick and D'Amico and
it just some
of
the guys. It doesn't fit.
It doesn't fit. That's fair. I think that's the best way, probably the most accurate way to put it.
We don't like that.
It just doesn't fit with the way that these guys conduct business. There's a handful of guys on this football team, and I say a handful, I'm talking two or three, that probably don't fit in the Will Anderson, CJ Stroud group, and also has the stability to go, I got a guaranteed contract, I'm a veteran, I can do whatever the hell I want to do. I can have an attitude, I can act like it's no big deal to drop balls and not block very well and do that. And
they ain't gonna just sit me.
You're right. They ain't gonna sit me. They ain't gonna cut me. Laramie Tunsil can do that. I would say Titus Howard could do that. I would say Dalton Schultz is definitely one of those guys that could do that. Shaq Mason is probably. I'm just using veteran names now that have guaranteed money that probably don't need CJ to lead them. If you know what I mean, like probably isn't caught on every CJ. You know, the every word of CJ Stroud. There's just a handful of guys, not throughout the organization, but a handful of guys. I think there's a real possibility that whole Laramie Tunsil, allowing Laramie Tunsil to do what he does, could impact a handful of guys that aren't necessarily wired the way that D'Amico's wired.